That is Makkah. Tell them, I didn't bring something outlandish against Allah. No. I have been commanded to worship the owner, the Lord of this city, this town, Makkah al-Mukarramah. Alladhi arramaha. He is the one that sanctified it. He gives Makkah its sanctity. That's why you call it al-Haram. Al-Haram al-Makki, al-Haram al-Madani. So it is Allah who sanctified it. He makes it sanctimonious. وَلَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ And to whom everything belongs. Everything belongs to Allah the Almighty. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And I was commanded to be among those who submit to Allah the Almighty. نعم.
وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ
وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ And I have been commanded as well to recite the Quran. وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ I have been commanded. You see, this وَأُمِرْتُ is repeated here. وَأُمِرْتُ أَيْضًا أَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ That's the meaning here. I have been commanded to recite the Qur'an. So تِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنَ Why is qira'a called tilawa? What's the difference between qira'a and tilawa? Qira'a, the production of your voices in rehearsing the book of Allah, is qira'a. Tilawa, the same meaning, but tilawa means you read it one after the other. Tala yatlu tilawatan. That is, you read in successive mode. Alright? If you say, iqra' Al-Fatiha, same thing. Utlu. But the meaning is that Iqra qawlahu ta'ala ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. That is Qira. But Utlu, it will be understood. It should be in successive mood from Tala Itlu. Okay? Hadi Tatlu Hadi. So it's from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen to the end of it. To the end of the Fatiha, where you say, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. How do you get it? So, وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ I have been commanded also to recite successively Al-Qur'an. فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِي Whoever is guided, then he is guided to his own advantage. Yeah. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ And whoever goes astray, tell him, I am one of those who warn. I just warn. If somebody believes in Allah, the Messenger, the articles of belief and Iman, he believes in them all. Is he benefiting Allah? No. He is the one that benefits himself. That's the meaning. Just like وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُسْلِ نَفْسِهِ And whoever that goes astray, he does so at his own peril, does not bring any disadvantage to Allah the Almighty. If they do, they tell them, I am among those who warn. مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ نَعَمْ
وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا This is Ayah 93. Say, Alhamdulillah, praise and adoration are due to Allah exclusively. Because lillah means what? Specification. Specifically, they belong to Allah. Nobody shares this kind of ham except, with Allah the Almighty. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. Allah will show you His signs. Your eyes are signs of Allah. Your hearing, signs of Allah. Your fingers, signs of Allah. Your walking, sign. Your eating system, sign. Respiratory system, taking oxygen, giving carbon dioxide. These are ayat. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئِنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Allah's signs are incalculable. So Allah says, سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا. And you recognize them. نَعَمْ وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Your Lord is not mindless. You can say He's not heedless.
آيات الكتاب المبين نتلو عليك من نبأ موسى وفرعون بالحق لقوم يؤمنون.
This is Surah number 28. We finished Naml chapter 27. I think I will ask you, which name is it given to the last surah? What is the name of the surah we finished? An-Naml. Naml is the name of an animal. In English it's called? Ant. A-N-T. Naml. In Hausa? Turura. Turura. And I told you, maybe some few days back, that each and every chapter in the glorious Quran takes its name from the internal recitation. Except three chapters. Fatiha, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and Surah Al-Anbiya. Otherwise, each surah gets its name from the recitation internally. Alawadin Namli. Khalad Namlatun. It is inside we take the name and Namli. Bil Ahqafi is under a qawmu. Surah Al-Ahqaf is from internal recitation. Am I talking? Wa shu'ara ibn al-Ghawun. Internally. But Fatiha is not from the recitation internally. Surah Al-Ikhlas. So also Surah Al-Anbiya. Now this is Surah Al-Qasas. Qasas means narratives. Narratives. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن. وإن كنت نقول من الغافلين. Rahim, in the name of Allah, the ever gracious, the ever merciful, Ta-zi-mim. These are called the abbreviated letters. Ta, ta'un. Sin, sinun. Mim, mim. So, ta-zi-mim. The letters abbreviated. And I told you, I think, earlier, that 14 letters are used. 14 letters are used. And in the opening of 29 chapters, these letters are grouped in few sayings, that is, Nasun Hakimun Qati'un Lahu Sirru. Nasun Hakimun Qati'un Lahu Sirru. You combine them, when you separate, they give you the meaning of those abbreviated letters. The translation is only Allah knows the full meaning of these letters. Taf, Noon, Sad, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayun, Sad, حاميم ألف لاميم الله أعلم بمراده بذلك. تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. These are the verses of the clear book. Quran is mubin, very clear. Whatever it says, you see the clarity of its meaning. You know, if you look at the horizon concerning yourself, Allah says, فِيهَا تَحْيُونَ. On the face of the earth, you are living. Isn't that very clear? وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ. You die, there you are buried. Isn't that very clear? وَمِنْهَا تُخْرَجُونَ. If these two are clear, the third one will be clear too. From it, we are going to take you back on Al-Qiyamah. So why do you believe in two? You deny the next one. That is only kafir behaves in this manner. So tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin. نتلو عليك من نبأ موسى وفرعون بالحق لقوم يؤمنون. We narrate to you, we give you a narrative concerning the story of Musa and the Pharaoh. Musa alayhi salam, Pharaoh is Fir'aun, who belonged to the Pharaonic dynasty. We give you the full story of Prophet Musa and Pharaoh. بالحق in truth. In أحسن القصص لقوم يؤمنون, for the people who believe, or to the people who believe. نعم.
إن فرعون على في الأرض وجعل أهلها شيعا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين.
إن فرعون على في الأرض. Certainly Pharaoh على في الأرض. You know, he exerted himself. Is he exerting? Is to raise yourself higher than your position. That is Allah. From Allah, ya'alu uluwan. Wallahu ta'ala, who he is the most exalted. Allah huwa al-ali. But Pharaoh arrogate to himself the power of being above all. That's the meaning. Inna fir'auna ala, certainly, doubtlessly, without any doubt, Pharaoh على في الأرض exerted himself في الأرض on the face of the earth or in the land, the same thing. وجعل أهلها شيعا and divided its people into factions, and groupings. يستضعف طائفة منهم persecuting one group, that the Israelite. He made them humiliated, downtrodden, marching on them, that is, يَسْتَطْئِفُ طَائِفَةً. يُذَبِّهُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, slaughtering their son. وَيَسْتَحْيِ نِسَاءَهُمْ, but living alive, sparing their daughters. The reason, he was informed that a son belonging to the Israelite, Musa, will be born. And the end of your own dynasty will be in his hand. In order to, you know, to stop this happening, he opened the page of killing, exterminating, you can call it genocide, against the Israeli sons. But finally, Musa was born. So his gimmickry didn't pay off. Finally, what you fear came to fruition. So, since he was warned against sons, he didn't touch the daughters. So he spared them. That's the meaning. وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Certainly, he was among the people who committed corruption. He was a corrupter. Okay? Because corruption means what? Al-fasad. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْفَسَادِ. نَعَمْ.
ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين
ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين and we desire, we intend, we want to give favor annamunna. We want to favor those oppressed, made downtrodden in the land. وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّا. We want to make them leaders. وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And to make them the inheritors. Meaning those you oppressed, you downtrod, you make them down, we are going to make them up against your wish. What can you do? And this applies to any form of operation that occurs. Next ayah.
وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ
وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. This is verse number 6 from chapter 28. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ and we want to establish them. Who are those them? Who? الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا. Those made oppressed, we are going to make them up to give them establishment, to give them firmament in the land. وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ and to show Fir'aun وَهَامَانَ and his minister, Haman. You know, Haman was one of his own chief priests. He was a magician, so to say. He will be forecasting to Pharaoh, A, B, C, D will happen. X, Y, Z will happen. So he brought him near as his chief minister. Allah said, we want to show Fir'aun and Haman وَجُنُودَهُمَا and their troops. مِنْهُمَا from these people appraise مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ what they fear. They fear to see them up, and we are going to make them up with the condition if they fear Allah the Almighty. Naam.
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
So here comes the beginning. وَأَوْحِيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. We inspired to the mother of Moses that just nurse him, breastfeed him. That is command number one. Look at it. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَائِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Look at this. If Allah says, أَرْضِيهِ, breastfeed him, or nurse him. But فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ, if you entertain any fear, because Fir'aun will be sending house to house. Is there a new baby born here, son? Yeah, bring and slaughter him. So that Musa is not perfect. So Allah said, if you fear this is going to happen, okay, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ, throw him into the river. Imagine, mother taking her son, thrown into the river. Allahu Akbar. But it is Allah's command. Allah will preserve and protect him. فَأَلْقِهِ فِي الْيَمْ. Then he says, وَلَا تَخَافِي. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. Throw in the water. Don't fear. He will not be drawn. Water will not swallow him. He's under Allah's care. And number two, وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be grieved. Don't be aggrieved. There are two things. She will fear. She will grieve. Grieve, oh my son. grievance. Oh, he will die. Don't fear. Don't grieve. Two things. What will happen? Inna radduhu ilayki. We will return him surely to you. We shall take him back unto you. That is inna ilayki. Not only that, وَجَائِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we are going to make him, appoint him, one of the messengers of Allah. Messenger. Not only Nabi, but مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Such a gift, you know, was promised to mother of Prophet Musa, alayhi salatu wassalam. Naam.
فَالْتَقَطَهُ آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا إن فرعون وهامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين.
فالتقطه فالتقطه التقط يلتقط التقاطا. That is the Arabic word, is the configuration. التقط يلتقط التقاطا. التقط, he picks something. يلتقط, he is picking. التقاطا, picking up. Is افتعل يفتعل افتعالا. In the الميزان الصرفي, the measure of the signs of etymology. Okay. So فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ. The Pharaoh's household picked him. Who is him? Musa. How do they call Musa in English? Moses. How do they call Isa? But it's from Yesu. Yeah. There is J sickness. Each and every Y, they make it J. Yusuf, Y-U-U, Joseph. Yunus, Y-Y, Jonah. Yahya, Y-Y, John. Did it cause it the J-sickness? So, Yesu, Y, the Jesus. It's not from Isa. Isa, they call him Yeheshua, or Esau. Oh, yeah. So, similarly, if you say Jonah, like I say, so they refer to Musa as Moses, Quranically Musa. So the mother of Prophet Musa inserted in a box, fit tabut, and she throws him, Allahu Akbar, into River Nile, Al-Yam. How do you expect a mother with her bone she carried in her womb, putting same in a box, throwing to the river? If not, it's because of Allah's inspiration. Now, some maids, some girls from the house of Fir'aun came to the bank of the river to fetch water. And subhanAllah, the wave of the river threw or pushed the box to the bank of the river near the house of Pharaoh. And these two girls said, oh, what is that? It's a box. They ran to it. They picked it. Imagine. This is the boy Pharaoh is afraid of. And now Allah brings to the house of Pharaoh. They picked the boy to where? To the same house of his number one enemy. Trouble. But Allahu ghalibun ala amrihi. Walakin la ya'lamun. So that's the meaning of faltaqatahu alu fir'auna. The household of Pharaoh picked, okay, the content or the box in which Musa was encased. لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. So that subsequently, it will be an opponent to them, وَحَزَنًا, and a sorrow for them. Now you see, in Arabic, لِيَكُونَ, somebody may think, Allah huna لِلْإِلَّةِ. No, it's wrong. لَيْسَتِ اللَّامَ لِلْتَعْلِ اللَّهِ. The ulama call this lam lamu sayrura or lamu al-aqiba. That is, finally, he will be an enemy. Because if it is lam al-illah, it will be, they did it intentionally. But she didn't do it intentionally. It was under divine instruction. Allah desired that subsequently and consequently, Musa will be a source of worry, a sorrow, and regretting, and their enemy. So by the turn of event, that is the meaning of لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُونَ حَزَنَا, because لَهُمْ إِسْلَامُ السَّيْرُورَ, يعني في آخر المطاف لِيَصِيرَ عَلَيْهِمْ في الآقبة. So they call it لَهُمْ السَّيْرُورَ or لَهُمُ الْآقِبَة. إِنَّ فِرْأَوْنَ وَحَامَانَ, certainly Pharaoh and Hamana wajunudahuma and their troops, kanu khati'in, kanu were sinners. Because in Arabic, al-khati is the one committing sin, and he knows. But al-mukhti is the one doing sin unintentionally. You have to get the difference between the two. That's what Allah says in Surah Al-Haqqa, لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْخَاطِئِينَ. إِلَّا الْخَاطِئُونَ, sorry. They didn't say إِلَّا الْمُخْطِئُونَ. They will enter hellfire. That kind of tree is eaten only by الْخَاطِئُونَ, those committing sinfulness deliberately, knowing fully. So a world of difference between being مُخْطِئ and being الْخَاطِئ. That clear? Next ayah.
وقالت امرأة فرعون.
Golden scenario. Musa was picked by the two girls who came to fetch water at the bank of the river near the mansion of Fir'aun. This boy is the boy that Pharaoh was afraid of. And now he is taken to the same house. What did you bring? We just picked it. Open. So what? A son? He should be killed. The wife said, no, don't kill it. The wife of Fir'aun, so Allah says, وَقَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكَ لَا تَقْتُلُوا عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا بَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Unknown to them. So if we happen to be there, what will you do? Will you stop Ron from killing him? If you stop him, you will be killed too. But the power of woman, the first lady, she is a Muslim, you know? What is her name? Asiya, Allahu Akbar. She's a mumina. Lord Fir'aun. إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ بِنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الطَّمِضَ. The wife of Pharaoh. Send from an wa amalihi, save me from wrongdoing people. So the wife of Pharaoh said to Fir'auna, قُرَّةُ عَيْنُ لِي وَلَكَ. It is a delight. Because قُرَّةُ عَيْن, what delights you? This boy is a delight for me and you now. Don't touch him. And he listened to the wife, to the voice of his wife. لا تقتلوا, don't kill him. عسى أن ينفعنا, perchance, perhaps, he becomes to us beneficial, useful to all of us. أو نتخذه ولدا, we adopt him as a son. Because the record says he didn't have son. Now you have this, you can adopt it. And then he said, yeah, it's okay. He didn't know. Wahum la yash'urun, they didn't foresee what will happen later. What will happen will definitely happen. Finally, he becomes aduwan lahum wa hazana, an enemy and a sorrow for them, subsequently and consequently. Next ayah.
وأصبح فؤاد أم موسى فارغا إن كادت لتبدي به لولا أن ربطنا على قلبها لتكون من المؤمنين.
وأصبح فؤاد أم موسى فارغا. Okay. The heart of Moses' mother became فارغا. Vacant, in a vacuum. All right. In kadat latubdi bihi lawla an rabatna ala qalbiha. She almost disclosed him. Had we not settled her mind, we said that we uphold her. We just made her held firmly. You see, the ulama are saying, when she threw the son, she was about to scream, "Oh my son!" If she had said it, Fir'aun would have heard. That's the statement. لو لا أربطنا عليها, but we held her. No, no, Allah gave her comfort. She was steadied. You get the message? That is لو لا أربطنا عليها على قلبها, in her heart. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, for her to be amongst those who believe. So her qalb was swinging. She will have screamed. She will have exposed the plan. لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا, so that she becomes amongst the believers. Now,
وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّيهِ فبصرت به عن جنب وهم لا يشعرون.
Now, it is said, according to the context of the Quran here, two of them were there. She told his sister, Musa alayhi salam, we understand, Imran had Musa's son and another daughter. Some call her Maryam, some call her Aisha, Allahu Alam. Allah says, وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّي. She said to his sister. Okay, two things here. Who said? The mother. The mother of Prophet said, hey you, قُصِّيهِ, trail him. You know trailing? T-R-A-I-L. That is, follow him closely. Keep, look at where is the box going. I'm just withdrawing. I will stop here. But you follow it. That is usri. Get the nitty gritty about information surrounding the trailing of the box. Okay? Fabasurat bihi, but she watched him afar. The mother watched him from distance, but the sister following. You get it? Okay. Now Allah says, "Fabas an junubin, wahum la yashurun." Both of them were unaware. All they could do is for the mother to watch afar, and for the sister to trail the reality of the box until it reached its destination where it was picked. We read in فَلْتَقَطَهُ previously. Naam.
وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَافِعَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَقَالَتْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ.
الله أكبر. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفلونه لكم وهم له ناصحون. Allah says, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِ. We debar him. We forbid him from breastfeeding at first. He refused to take breast. When a baby is born, what does he need? Pandidia? Amala? Come on. What he need is the breast, the milk of the mother. We all took the milk when we were minor. But in the house of Pharaoh, Allah made it possible he wouldn't take it. When he was given, he didn't take it. There is a plan. And will he go hungry? No. No. So, فَقَالَتْ لَهُمْ. The sister, some say no, it is the wife of Pharaoh. Some say no, it is the sister that followed, that friend. She said, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُرُ. Because if you say it is the wife of Pharaoh, she will know that, okay, this is Musa. Correct? Allah Hakim. That is the hikmah where the Muslim says, أُصِّيهِ, trail him. She trailed it until it reached the house. So when she witnessed him, he was not taking any milk. So she said, shall I guide you to a household where one of them will breast him for you, will reason for you. وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاسِهُونَ. They will have a good conduct looking after him. Will you like this? So yeah. She didn't say, I am his sister. They will have caught her. Give us the detail about you. She did it. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible. She returned to her. Oh, tell me, man. She returned to her. So you are not with the tafsir. She returned to her. And who? The sister of Musa. Because she was the one that gave an information, and I'm going to produce for you a lady to breastfeed him, that will raise him for you, and they are going to be of good character, taking care of him. So she returned quickly, but discreetly, back to her mother. Mama, we made a plan. I told them there is household, and I mean you, will take care of him. That's the meaning, إِنَّا رَدُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. We shall take him back unto you. That is the hikmah of Allah رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ هُوَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. So she returned to her... Now you understand? She returned to her mother. Who is that? The sister. So you don't get it? لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Okay? So... Now, فَرْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. Next ayah.
فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إلى أمه كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن أي كي لا تحزن. الواو معطوف أو لا تحزن معطوف على تقر منصوب بكي لأن كي تصل مفعول تنصب الفاعل عفوا الفيل المضارع كي تأكل كي تشرب كي تقرأ. إذن كي تقر عينها ولا أي و وكي لا تهزن ولتعلم وكي تعلم. اللام للإلة. So that كي تقر عينها, so that she will be comforted. By seeing him back to her, she will feel comfortable. That is كي تقر عينها. ولا تهزن, and she will not grieve. And again, ولتعلم, and for her to know, أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Allah's promise is true. He promised in Naradduhu Elay. So she will know all these as unfolding realities. But most of people do not know that Allah's promise must come to a reality, fruition. Alright? Next ayah.
ولما بلغ أشده واستوى آتيناه حكما وعلما وكذلك نجزي المحسنين.
اللهم اجعلنا من المحسنين. ولما بلغ أشده, when Musa عليه السلام reached his puberty, if you like it, his maturity, okay. When he reached his maturity, wastawa, and became established, firm. Atayna hukman wa ilma, we bestowed on him what? Wisdom and knowledge. We gave him wisdom, hukman wa ilma, and knowledge. Wa kadhalika najzil muhsinin. In this way, we reward the virtuous people, those who do good things. Once again, Allahumma ja'alna min al-muhsinin. Wa dakhala al-Madina. Can we take next ayah? Read.
Wa dakhala al-Madinata 'ala hini ghaflatin min ahliha fa wajada fiha rajulayn yaqtatilan hadha min shi'atihi wa hadha min 'aduwwihi.
Na'am.
فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه فوكزه موسى فقضى عليه قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين.
Let me take you back a bit. Some are saying, Allahu Alam, when Pharaoh opened the box, I'm taking him back, and he saw this son, babies. What? This is male child. Let me kill him, son. Don't kill him. It's also just please. Rata'anu liwalak. Later, he was growing up. Pharaoh was sitting on a seat, and Moses gave a punch to the seat, and the seat broke down. He said, didn't I tell you? I told you, Sahaba. Are you not happy? Your son is very strong. He said, yeah, my son is strong. Okay? So they say this. Now, Prophet Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, ودخل المدينة على حين غفلة من أهلها فوجد فيها رجلين يقتتلان هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه. To the end of the ayah. Musa entered the city unnoticed by people. He entered the city of Egypt when he was mature. He reached his maturity. He entered the city but unnoticed by the occupant of the city. That is, Alahin ghaflatim min ahliha. Then, فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانِ. He came across two people fighting one another. Fighting. هَذَا مِنْ شِيَأَتِهِ. One belongs to his own sect. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَدُوِهِ. The other one, among the combatants, was among his enemies. Okay? Then the one belonging to his sect solicited. That is, فَاسْتَغَافَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِي مِنْ شِئَتِي. Then the one belonging to his sect said, Moses, help me in fighting this guy. So he solicited for his assistance against the one from his enemies. You get it? And Moses gave him that assistance. So he teamed up with the one belonging to his own sect to fight their enemy. Musa Al-Islam being very strong and stouty. Allah said what? فَوَكَذَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Musa gave him a punching, a devastating punching, a catastrophic boxing. Then he killed him. He killed their enemy, belonging to the Amalekite tribe. That is the meaning. فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, and Musa killed him. When he saw him, oh, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ أَمَلِ, he became regretful. هَذَا مِنْ أَمَلِ شَيْطَان, this is one of the doings of Satan. Satan instigated me to do it. That is before he received prophethood, Matthew, before being commissioned to the divine messengership. He said, هَذَا مِنْ أَمَلِ شَيْطَان, إِنَّهُ, certainly Satan, he, Satan, aduun mudillun mubin. Look at it. Satan is an enemy. Enemy. Mudillun, and leading to wrong way. He openly misleads people. That is three things. He is adu. Mudillun, mislead. Mubin, openly. Yeah, Satan misleads people openly by instigating people to commit theft, to commit zina, to take things not belonging to them openly. Openly, though he does it discreetly, he whispers into the mind. But because the doer, the victim, does it openly, so it is adun mudillun mubin. That marks the end of today's session of Tafsir. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to meet, inshallah, subsequently, asking Allah the Almighty to grant success to our activities. Ameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.